What's good, everybody? Talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show on the way. We want to thank you for spending some of your evening with the nonsense it is we do around here. We also want to give a shout out to our friends over at Wildflower Century Ride, hosted by Chico Velo on Sunday, April 30th, with 7 fully supported cycling routes. Early bird registration is now open until February 18th. Chico Velo will also be hosting Wild Fest, a Saturday pre-ride party open to the public, including food trucks, cycling expo, and a beer garden. Details and registration at wildflowercentury.org. All ages, stages, and abilities welcome. All right, I guess we got to talk football for a little bit and talk about Rudy and I's depression. Another year of this, huh? Let's get it. Talk about practice starts now.
Can I get an amen?
We talking about practice. Not a game, not a game, not a game. We talking about practice. It's easy to sum it up when you just talk about practice. I mean, listen, we talking about practice. I mean, how silly is that, man? We talking about practice. We're talking about practice, man.
We are talking about practice, Chico's only locally produced sports talk radio show. I'm your co-host, Jarrell Gilbert, alongside me, partner in crime, co-creator of the show, Derek Isamaki.
What's good, party people?
We have our resident degenerate. If you got it, then spend it, because you can't take this money with you, Rudy Vasquez.
Bang, bang, Niner
gang. Oh, and of course we have
more like gang bang.
All right, all right.
Yeah,
we're already
got
down,
it,
all right. All right, but yeah, kick us while we're down.
Yeah. Hey,
which you should.
I'm not. I'm just simply, you know, I had to do the joke.
I know.
You know, welcome to my world.
Yeah, it sucks.
You know?
Yeah, yeah. We're there. We'll get there. Yeah. We also have producer extraordinaire, Stepman Brad.
Welcome to the couch season, guys.
All right, let's talk about it.
The more the merrier.
Let's talk about it. It's official. All the teams that we root for in this building, they're all done.
Yeah.
For the season.
Football's over, pretty
Football's
much.
Football's right? over. Yeah, there's no need to watch anymore.
What are we waiting for now?
I mean, well, Rihanna Super Bowl halftime. That's the only thing I care about. Now, I do not care about either one of these teams. I'm just bitter. I'm real bitter. I'm hurt. Derek can relate. He's a Dodgers fan. At least you got a championship, even though it is with an asterisk because it was in a bubble or there was no fans to see it, and it was in
I'm
a
sure
short
you guys
season.
Would take one of those right now.
Oh, 100%.
I gotta tell you, yeah. I would love one.
Yeah, no, right?
I don't care. I would still count it.
Asterisk, no asterisk. It's still a ring. No, I take that back.
28 seasons of this now. It's been 28 seasons since we last won. I mean,
it sucks.
Yeah, it sucks.
There's not really a pretty way to say it. Just the way we lost.
These are the worst shows to ever do for us or for, you know, I mean, Derek's had to do many of them. This is the second year in a row we've had to do one of these stupid shows where we talk about the Niners losing yet again another championship game. Obviously, I think Brock Purdy potentially tearing his UCL changed the entire game.
Is it potentially or is it confirmed
well,
that he did?
It's confirmed, but they're going to get a second
He's going to get a second opinion. Right?
Yeah. I mean, if the doctor tells you it's torn, it's, you know, I don't think the other doctor...
Chances are it's not good.
Yeah, no.
No matter what.
It was a bad injury.
Yeah. But
dude not helping.
That changed the entire game, and then after that, it was a wrap. When you have Josh Johnson, who's never thrown a playoff pass in his life, even though he's been in the league 13 years, in there. That's a pretty scary sight. And then when you have Christian McCaffrey taking snaps as quarterback, that's a pretty terrifying sight.
I have to say, Josh Johnson went to sleep the night before praying and hoping that he would never see the field.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
And I have to commend Christian McCaffrey for throwing a ball that was 20 yards from anybody.
No,
like how I didn't think it was possible to find a place on the field that had nobody around it that like that. But he found the open area.
He did. Yeah.
So shouts Christian McCaffrey.
Well, if you're gonna throw it away, make sure no one's in the neighborhood.
Yeah,
it makes sense.
It was in the field of play. It wasn't out of bounds. It was
which
amazing.
Is even worse. Yeah. But
I'm not even really ready to get to the point of pointing fingers or talk about legacy or what does this mean. I'm just still. It's raw emotion, and it's bitter, and it stinks. And it was a good season.
It's a great season.
It was another
great second half of the season.
I mean, the best part of that game was your boy Trent Williams body slamming.
Yeah.
Dude, that Eagles player, right?
Yeah, that
was
the
delicious.
Best part of
that was
the
fantastic.
Game.
Yeah, I wish they had more of that.
Right?
This should have broken into a UFC brawl right
there.
That's
what I was hoping. I was like, if we're going to go out, let's go out swinging. I want to see more than one person get ejected.
Take some bodies with you.
Let's
maybe the Eagles forfeit because you killed so many of their players. And you're like, you know what? The torch has been passed to you. The Eagles don't have enough representation.
Yeah.
You killed too many of them. And there you go. That'd be like, all right, we fought our way to the Super Bowl,
so
literally.
We're in it by default.
Yeah, yeah, there you go. That should have been the way to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Storm the beaches.
It's
die equals die.
It's just another
another year of heartbreak.
This is exactly where we were last year. This is a similar feeling to last year. I think there's more positives to walk away with because it looks like Garoppolo is going to move on. It looks like we've potentially found something here in Brock Purdy. But it's just, you're so close. Yet so far, it feels.
Just another year of being one player away.
I don't even know who that player is because we're deep
QB?
On...
What are you talking about?
We're deep on all three phases.
Plus, except for the QB position.
Yeah.
I mean,
you went four
hurt.
Deep.
I mean, you're pretty deep.
Actually, you went five deep.
You went five deep on QBs this year.
That's pretty deep.
That's insane. That is deep.
Most people would be lucky to go five deep.
And three of them were good.
One was average deep.
Expected to be good.
Yeah.
Wait, which one?
Trey Lance. We don't even know if he's going to be good or
we
not.
We have no idea.
Yeah,
that's what I'm saying.
So you have three good quarterbacks. One of them is expected
one
to be good.
One of them had to pan out, and Brock Purdy did.
You
know, for the how many games? 7-8 games that he played? 9?
I think he played. Didn't he play 10
games?
Well,
I think he was 8 games.
8 games?
This was the 8th game he played.
Yeah.
So he's 7-1.
Just the way that we lost, I'd rather lose by a field goal, obviously, last drive of the game.
No, I'd rather get blown out. Rip the Band-Aid off.
That was the first drive. We're like, oh, man, we're screwed.
I mean, it was a bad call not challenging that catch from Devontae Smith from the get-go. That helps out a lot. But, I mean, the fact of the matter was this is a game where you needed perfection and essentially everyone playing at their best, and you didn't have that.
Yeah. Losing Brock Purdy, the whole game changed right then and there.
It was right there. And you had no ability to throw the ball. I mean, Josh Johnson might have because he could throw the ball downfield.
Yeah.
Maybe. Because your defense was putting up a fight. They were holding them there.
Our defense did play well. Just our own line didn't play well. The Eagles' D-line was all over us the whole game.
It is kind of scary how good the Eagles are. Their ability, Hassan Reddick in particular, granted not a D-line player, but he's their safety that comes in and plays like their extra linebacker
He's a big dude.
15 sacks this season, I believe he had, something like that, insane number.
Yeah, I think you guys are looking at the wrong things, and I think we can start pointing fingers. It's Joey Bosa's fault. Joey Bosa showing up to the game and telling that Eagles fan,
he definitely did
I'm
not.
I'm effing rich, you're a broke B.
Yeah,
that set the karma was out there.
It was the Niners fan that put the jersey on the Rocky.
Rocky statue is BS.
It's dumb.
It's a joke. And it should have a Niners.
But every time somebody puts their jersey on it in the playoffs, they get blown out.
I'm just going to say, the fact that a town puts up a statue of a fictitious person
is ridiculous.
Thank you.
It is absolutely ridiculous. How do you erect a statue of a person that didn't even exist?
So it was for the movie, and Stallone gave it to the city. So it wasn't even like they erected it because of the movie. It was for the movie, and then he gave it to the city after the movie was over.
They just propped it up.
After the movie, they just...
There should not be so much pride behind that.
Behind a fictional character.
Yes.
Oh, my God. It's a joke. That city's a joke. Is there a more overrated food than a cheesesteak? I really don't know that there is. There is no more overrated food that is associated with the region in this country, in my opinion, than a Philly cheesesteak. Cheese Whiz, give me a break. That city sucks. It's racist.
I don't know. Cheesesteaks are good, man.
I love a good cheesesteak. They're great.
I love a good cheesesteak.
But they're overrated. I'm just mad. I gotta say, deep dish pizza is pretty overrated.
The best thing about Philadelphia is a broken bell. Get out of here. That place sucks. Philadelphia sucks.
Humid, muggy. The Philly sucks. The Flyers suck.
That's right.
Whatever their WNBA team, they suck too.
Yeah, James Harden sucks.
The Sixers. All right. I'm done.
Anything more? What else?
No, I actually liked the Sixers before this.
Going back to cheesesteaks, I just don't like nacho cheese or cheese.
I like cheesesteaks, but I just feel like
not cheese.
Overrated.
The fact that you don't like nacho cheese, that's weird. That's a tough one.
They don't have a WNBA team.
Oh, they don't?
Yeah.
But if they did, screw them.
Yeah.
Tell me, what is the best thing that Philadelphia is known for? Will Smith.
Ah, there you go.
And that was before he slapped Chris Rock.
Yeah. Pre-slap.
Yeah.
Philadelphia is a stupid city. So, good luck with your Scott.
They're both probably known for the Philly cheesesteak.
Yeah. Because that's how crappy of a city it is.
I hope there's a lot of Philadelphians out there loving this. Right
sorry.
Now.
Yeah. I just...
No.
Well, that is our biggest fan base. The show is based out of Philly, so...
What's that?
I'm joking. I said our biggest fan base is out of Philly, but...
Not anymore. I don't know. Do you guys want to talk about Bengals Chiefs? I mean, whatever. I don't care about football
Patrick
anymore.
Patrick Mahomes is a
Season's
sav.
Over.
That is the truth.
Patrick Mahomes is a sav. Play him on a bum ankle. He played well.
I will say, just going with the blame game, there was like three holds on that last play that weren't even called either.
There's plenty of vitriol going on against the referees in that Chiefs-Bengals game.
That was a horrible officiating game.
Yeah, the script that was written for the Super Bowl to get the Chiefs there, it's beautiful. It's absolutely beautiful how a lot of these like key plays went against the Bengals.
That dead play on third down when they called it back.
I have no idea what you guys were talking about. I was so mad yesterday. I didn't even know who was going to the Super Bowl
today. And there was a good late hit against Burrow when he was in the end zone.
Burrow and Joe Mixon.
Yeah, exactly. So weren't even called.
Sounds like I missed a good game.
It was back and forth. It was a great game.
It made up for the game we had before.
100%.
Yeah.
That's cool. 100%.
Yeah. It was worth watching.
Yeah.
All right.
But it's sad to say that Patrick's wife is back. I don't know if you guys saw that video of her yelling at Patrick's dad smoking a cigar.
Yeah.
Why was she yelling at him?
Well, she's all, smoke that or light that up.
She just has a very ear-piercing voice.
Yeah, her voice is worse.
That when she gets really high-pitched, it hits an octave that only a shrill white woman can hit.
Yes.
You know?
Think Banshee. Think a Banshee.
Like a Banshee, not the restaurant in town.
Like
a Banshee.
The ghoul? Yes, pretty much. The one that screeches.
Have you not heard her voice?
I don't know that I have.
I don't want to look it up and put it on the air.
But I will also say, you got to give a shout to Travis Kelce for probably one of the sound bites of the year.
That was beautiful.
Going after the Cincinnati mayor in pretty much epic fashion.
Did he call him a jabroni?
Oh, yeah, he called him a jabroni.
He pulled a rock, right?
Yeah, probably find the sound right now.
Yeah, I could. Yeah.
But either way, it was a great sound bite from Travis Kelce there. Just a Cincinnati mayor, if you didn't know, he tried to have a paternity test for Joe Burrow, say that he was Patrick Mahomes' daddy. So you always love it when the city really...
the mayor
tries to really... stir the pot a little bit more. Yeah. You know, really wants to be that straw that stirs that drink. And then he had a great action because everyone was calling the Arrowhead Stadium Burrowhead. Mm-hmm. And he was like, Burrowhead, my ass. So there was a lot of, they put a lot of bulletin, the Cincinnati gave a lot of bulletin material for Kansas City. And this is one of the first times I feel like Kansas City was feeling like they weren't believing to win. Like a lot of people were thinking this is Cincinnati's team time
right now. Well, Cincinnati went in as a favorite, right? Weren't they to point
out? They were plus two, then it went to minus 1.5 at game time.
You got that? So. Yeah.
Is that I got that.
Got
okay. Sorry.
Yeah, yeah.
It's not even.
He's like, I just want to listen to myself.
Yeah. Well, I can't listen to it.
Hey, I got some wise words for that Cincinnati mayor. Know your role and shut your mouth, you jabroni.
That was it. Yeah. So Mayor Jabroni right now.
Okay, that soundbite was way less cool than I thought it was going to be. Travis Kelce's also
he's just
moron.
So bitter right now because your Niners got gangbanged. So swallow that pill.
No, I'm okay. I just, that wasn't a very good soundbite.
What do you want?
Well, it was a good call out to the mayor that was like, he had like
you're
a good
so bitter
minute
right
and a half,
now. You're
like,
just trying
message.
To you're just trying to put it down.
I thought
you're
it
like,
was
yeah.
cool.
Yeah, I think everyone enjoyed it except for Bitter Drew right now. I'm sorry. It's okay. We'll swallow your... keep. Basking in those tears right now. Okay.
I just don't think it was a good soundbite.
Okay, that's just...
Yeah. It wasn't that interesting.
You know, you don't have everyone can have either, their opinions. It's all right.
Okay. Well, yeah, I do. I mean, all right, yeah. Good luck, Kansas City, I guess. I don't care. I'm done. I'm done with football. I think I'm going to have to go just find a new sport. I'm tired of this, Rudy. Year in, year out, I just get my heart broken, and it's
all
stupid.
It sucks. It's the worst.
Women's handball is pretty interesting.
I don't even know what that is.
Well, you know what? You're looking for a new sport? Go look for it.
Pickleball,
it.
Baby. That's the future right now. Everyone's on it.
Pickleball. I might get into pickleball. Yeah. All right. Well, there's a Super Bowl in 2 weeks. The Chiefs are going to be in it. Jordan's going to be in it.
Jordan's team's going to be in it.
Yeah.
No one cares about
Jordan. Good for him.
I know.
Yeah.
He showed up to my house. Remember that last week?
Yeah, in all Eagles gear.
Eagles geared out with the biggest Eagles chain, just relaxed. Because they're already in the game. All of us are stressed. I mean, good for him, but anywho.
On a positive note, what are we going to do with our Sundays now, boys?
I don't know.
We get them back?
Yeah, they are back in full force.
Yeah. We get all our Sundays back. Any major plans for anybody on a Sunday?
We do have the promo this week.
Oh, yeah. That's
I don't think there's a game, right?
It's just skills and events.
They do it. It's a flag football game, right?
That's what it is. Yeah, flag football. Yeah,
that's
which is going to be even worse,
right?
That's going to be the dumbest
just
thing
cancel
in the world.
It, you know?
Dude, come on. It's in Vegas, too, I believe. Yeah, it is in Vegas.
No.
Anywho, who cares?
Yeah, I'm done. This is the way it sounds when you just have nothing left. When your soul's been ripped out this many times. I don't know how you still watch the Dodgers. I think I might be done with football for
a
while.
We're kind of like the Dodgers of the NFL.
Except we can't win in a bubble.
Yeah, that's true.
I would take an Astros Super Bowl right now.
Yeah, you're right.
Oh,
you
my God. I would take it. I will say, I got a couple Cowboys mentioned, people who got at me yesterday to check in. Listen here, guys. You don't even know what it's like to be in a championship match, okay?
Win a playoff game. there's no need to be wasting your breath on Cowboy fans. There you are.
I had multiple Cowboys fans. Shout out Pepe. Shout out Sean. Message me yesterday. You don't get to talk to me yesterday, okay? Get to the championship game. All right?
Play with your four.
I even had someone, a Packers fan, get at me. It's like, how'd y'all fare?
It was not me, by the way. It was not me. I would like to say it was not me.
That's a bit of news. It looks like there's a good chance Aaron Rodgers won't be coming back
good.
To the Packers.
Great. Yeah. Happy to not see him. That would be awesome, to be honest.
You guys might see Tom Brady in San Francisco.
No.
I don't think that's going to happen.
Maybe Aaron Rodgers will go back, too.
I don't think that's going to happen either. I don't think the Niners have two players who are on a rookie contract. Why would you pay that much money? Yeah.
And we do need to re-sign Bosa.
Because you want to win.
Yeah,
big advantage that the Niners have right now is they can pay their other guys.
Which would be the reason why you've lost pretty much every single time. No quarterback.
Yeah. But, I mean, Purdy gets injured. You have no idea.
Again, no quarterback. Yeah. That's why he lost. Garoppolo, quarterback, terrible. No reason why you lost. So I'm just saying, you might say, we got a rookie quarterback and we want to have contracts.
Year.
They're
one
nice.
Player away every year.
But
I do. Sounding more and more like a Cowboy every day.
I don't think Aaron Rodgers. Yeah, I don't know.
I think Aaron Rodgers
makes that much of a difference?
1,000%, dude. Yeah. He's a Hall of Fame. Did you see him last year?
I just hate when he talks, man.
I think
if you give him a good running game and a good passing game, which is what you guys have, and also a decent O-line that's going to protect him, he's going to go off. Plus, also a defense that's going to, like, at least give him a break.
Don't give us Aaron Rodgers, dude, because it's a wrap for the whole league, boy.
They'd have to pay him so much.
I'll give him everything that we have. I don't care at this point because our window's closing. We have 1 or 2 years left with these players that we have.
That's the thing. Once you got magic, you know, you got to strike the matches.
Exactly. All right, can we move on?
I'm happy to. Okay. I would have been happy to move on. I would have been happy to not
talk about
it. I'm
starting to get hot now. I don't want to get too hot.
Or
I don't want to start crying on. I mean, I already did.
Just so you guys know, he's got another 3 years left on his contract. And, I mean,
that makes him, what, 30, not 40 at the end of his contract?
He's 40 this year. 41, 42, 40? 43. Yeah. He'll be 43 by the end of his contract.
I don't want that.
Dude, I'll take Aaron Rodgers really turning 40 this year?
Yeah.
Man,
we're getting old.
Okay.
So about 30 mil each year for him.
Oh, that's not bad at all.
Worth it.
Yeah.
Right there.
Yeah, let's take him.
Do you want to talk about soccer, the other football?
Yeah.
All right, let's do that. Get me out of this.
I mean, it's not much better on my side.
Good point. At least we're staying in our league.
Let's commiserate. This is just the show where we all commiserate together.
Chelsea loves company, baby. Make the top four, right? Bro.
We're all in bad places together.
With the man responsible for such flashes of brilliance as...
39 was last year, and he could barely, like, throw a ball out of a barnside.
It's time for Derek Izumaki's Foot in Mouth.
Yeah, so like we said, bad times all around for everyone. Everyone right now is in the dumpster fire that we all root for here. So we'll start with... I don't want to start there, but I can start there. My team. Everton right now, because it's a quality show right now. That if you're not a fan of, you probably get your popcorn because it's fun to watch. We had a firing of our Frank Lampard, and then essentially a ruckus around who we're going to hire, who's going to take over this sinking ship right now, because that's what is happening. We are a sinking ship, sitting 19th, second to the bottom of the Premier League, facing relegation. But our only saving grace is that there's a lot of bad teams out there.
Yeah.
Points are at a premium, and if you can get any of them, that can help you a lot.
Every point, every goal matters.
Every goal matters. Yep. And the problem is, Everton doesn't like to score goals this season. We are second to last in scoring goals.
Ooh.
That's not good.
I don't know.
So, it's bad. It's bad. It is terrible. They're awful to watch.
Well, yeah.
It's tough.
I mean, I don't think I've watched a single Everton game.
There would be no reason for you to watch.
Because they're not on primetime.
They're not. You have to go on to Peacock. The only reason why you're going to watch them is to watch a demise.
Yeah.
And that's my demise right now. Happening in full force. But, I digress. So, we go into this week right now with the need of a leader, again, to take over the sinking ship. Now, there are talks of the great Marcelo Bielsa that brought up the ever-so-wonderful Leeds back into prominence.
I did see that.
But he did take a flight out to London, to England, had an interview with them, but apparently told them that he doesn't have the time to implement his style of play onto this team. But he'll take their under-21s. So that's what he did. He took their under-21s.
Oh, really? Is that what happened?
He managed their under-21s, yes.
I saw that he was demanding sort of some crazy stuff.
He realized that his style of play, his managerial tactics, his vision would not be fully implemented, at least within 9 months. That's what he looked for. And that would be too late for this Everton squad.
Yeah.
But I'll take my chance with the under-21s. Yeah. So he did. He won with them in the first outing, so good on you. All right? Someone's working there.
Good for him.
That being said, Marcelo Bielsa is also being looked at for the U.S. coaching job. And if you are a fan of any form of soccer, you should realize, take that, because any USA coach we've had has been abysmal. And anything other than a USA coach, other than a USA citizen, I want, give me the Argentinian. Give it to me.
You filming?
Something. Something to spice it up a little bit. Dude, this Berhalter dude, get him out, please.
Yeah, he killed it with Leeds, man.
100%. That being said, we'll move on beside that. So, we bring it on, looking on still to find out that captain. They've landed on Sean Dyche, who is a quality choice, actually. Someone I could think could maybe right this ship, who could lead this team out of this abysmal hell we're in and put in a fighting spirit, one that has tenacity and heart and makes them realize that if you're going to play Everton, you're going to bleed. That's what you need to have the mentality right now. If you want to score a goal, you're going to have to lose a leg trying. And that's the mentality you want each one of those guys to go out there with.
Yep.
In these dire situations, if you want to stay in the Premier League, You got to give it your all.
Every game's a playoff game.
And this is what he brings in. He will bring in that defensive mentality. He has done a great job of that before with a Burnley squad that he was able to bring up and hold up there. He did, granted, they did get relegated with him at the helm. But they were a terrible team that did not have the quality to maintain a premiership stay. Everton is a team that should have that quality and that money to maintain a premiership stay. So hopefully, the signing will give Everton that fighting spirit, that defensive mentality, the one that brought on the end to that massive Liverpool unbeaten streak where he, at the helm of Burnley, took them down 1-0.
Mm-hmm.
If he can bring out that mentality, this could save Everton from that ever-looming Championship League.
Let's go, because the league needs them in the league.
100%.
Yeah,
they are a big-name squad. They are a world-renowned squad. They are bigger in Liverpool than Liverpool is.
Yeah. And they've had the longest stay in the top tier, right?
100%.
Yeah.
If not the longest stay, one of the longest stay. They've been in there since 55, I want to say.
That's insane.
So an insane run of top-flight football from Everton, and the Evertonians are desperate for it. So we keep moving on because there's a lot still going on, because there are still teams fighting for prominence that should be prominent. Looking at you, Chelsea.
Yep.
That's you, your boy Rudy. Now, if you have been living under a rock, which most of you are because you're not really following the world of football like we are, this is transfer window right now. It's coming to close today. Is it today, I believe? Is it today or tomorrow?
Tomorrow. The 31st,
tomorrow. I believe it's tomorrow.
Right, yeah.
Yes. So, and the transfer market has been going nuts. Chelsea, with new American ownership, has been spending lights out.
Dropping dollars, baby.
So many dollars. Left and right, they have had a ridiculous spending spree, spending nearly $500 million. Over $500
million. $533 million or $553 million.
And this is not including the now, once again, rumors picking up of signing the wonder kid from Argentina, Enzo Fernandez.
Yep.
Who was the youngster of the World Cup tournament.
Had a great tourney.
So, and that's going to be roughly 120 to 150 mil asking price.
To start. We'll see what happens.
So that figure is only going up. Chelsea has literally pretty much bought a new player for every position on the field, it seems like. They want replacements all around. They realize that where they're sitting at, what I'm saying is, look at 10th right now.
10th spot.
Sitting in the 10th spot. So
Liverpool's at 9.
Tough top for a lot of these, what we consider powerhouse teams.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it sucks.
It's not looking good. You've been playing some pretty trash ass football in Chelsea,
it's
right there.
From top to bottom, dude.
There really has, even in the whole Liverpool world, too. Not looking good, too.
They're worse than we are. They look worse than we do.
Liverpool got knocked out of the FA Cup this past weekend. So
did they really?
By Brighton.
Brighton beat them?
Brighton took them out of the FA Cup. So it only gets worse for them.
I just made my day.
Honestly, the best football being played. You got Man United, Newcastle, Man City, and Arsenal are playing phenomenal. Everyone else, oof. It could go either way.
Yeah, did you hear about Cancelo leaving Man City?
Cancelo, yeah, he is going to Bayern Munich now.
That's right.
On a loan with an option to buy it, looks like. So he looks like he is on his way.
Him and Kyle Walker, too, is rumored to be on his way out, too. Yeah.
There we go. See, transfer.
So
tomorrow,
everyone's hitting the panic button.
These next couple days are going to be fun.
Yeah.
A lot of moves are going to be happening. Teams are going to be making that final push to secure their spots into the top four of their leagues. And like I said, to avoid relegation, too.
Yeah.
And like with that being said, that point spread, Everton, I said, is 15, tied with Southampton at 20. I'm sorry, with 15 as well, but they have them on goal difference. And then the next team's out, 17 points with Bournemouth and Wolves. West Ham at 18, Leeds at 18, Leicester City 18. So,
yeah, so there's a strong chance.
There's a very strong
everyone's
chance of finding a way.
3 points.
But everyone's trying to avoid those bottom three. And that's why you love the football world.
Mm-hmm.
You cannot lose.
No.
Losing is death. And that's how it should be right there. Literally. If you lose, you should be sacrificed to the gods. Yeah.
I agree. Especially down in the bottom.
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, top four, too.
What was that?
Top four as well. If you have a top team like Chelsea, we don't make the top four, they need to die as well.
Wow, aggressive. 100%. My man. Wow, that was harsh punishment. I wasn't going to go down.
That was bad. Pissed,
yeah.
My God.
There is a...
Got me hot and bothered down.
Judge, jury, and execution over here right now, and Rudy. So don't go on his bad side.
I mean, five. I mean, we just spent that. Anywho, continue.
Either way, it's a tough time for Evertonian fans out there. And I'm sorry I'm putting you through my misery, but that is what we do.
No, I mean,
welcome
sucks.
To our world.
I feel for you.
Now, on the other side of the great footballing world, I'll try to do my best of covering other things other than the Premier League. If you're excited for El Clasicos, get excited because they are going to be facing in a Copa del Rey semifinal.
Should be a shootout.
Barcelona, Real Madrid. That is always a phenomenal matchup. You always want to sign up for that.
Mm-hmm.
And Barcelona doing well in their league right now. They have a 5-point lead, 5 points over Real Madrid in La Liga. Looking pretty prime right now. So Barcelona, Xavi has bringing him back to prominence.
Is that game in Barcelona or in Madrid, do you know?
It's the first leg. It's two legs. So
back and forth.
Gotcha. So 1-1.
Gotcha.
That is your foot and mouth, y'all. Misery loves company.
Yeah, that's where we're at. That's where we're at. We're all just depressed over here. Well, not...
I still have a chance. Your depression is set in stone right now.
Yeah.
Yeah, my depression is fluctuating.
Yes, it's up and down.
It can become much worse.
Ours is here to stay for a while until we get over...
Yeah, I mean, the best I got this year is maybe the Warriors do something in the playoffs. But other than that, I don't know what I'm going to do.
I mean, you could become a Kings fan. Well, I'll allow
that. Yeah, the Kings are wrong.
Absolutely not. Absolutely not.
I would allow it.
Yeah,
I appreciate that you allow it.
Because I feel like if you're a Warriors fan, you suck through them for all the bad times. You've earned the right to be like, you know, they're still
a NorCal transfer team. Card can happen because you've been through what the Kings fans have been
through. Yes. You understand a little bit. So you can,
I get it.
Not saying like your team, but like I can respect the North State and Sacramento doing
I root for them when they're not playing the Warriors for the most part. Okay. I do root for them. I want my friends who have been Kings fans like they understand, right? I think Kings fans and Warriors fans understand one another. You know what it's like to suffer for a very long time.
True ones.
True ones. Not these Johnny-come-latelys. If you started becoming a fan after, you know, Steph started winning
MVPs. If 23 is Draymond Green to you, you're not a fan.
Yeah. Or you're young, right?
Or young,
You could be really young. Young.
Jay Rich, right?
So, yeah, I mean, I got the Warriors to hopefully do something in the playoffs this year and eliminate a lot of this 49ers feeling. That's what they did for me last year. But, you know, it's going
to... I say you did get a nice championship last year.
Yeah, a really great one. Yeah, but I also dealt with this.
Easily forgotten right now.
Yeah, It's hard to think about that in the moment.
I'm only as happy as my next championship, okay?
No one cares about last year, right?
Listen, I just haven't... We haven't seen the Niners win a championship since we were kids, man.
I agree. No, and it sucks, dude. I'm feeling here with
you. When was the last?
96.
96, all right. 96. I was 3 years old. Okay.
Yeah.
All right, this is FM 90.1 KZFR, Chico, California, people-powered community radio for the Sacramento Valley, the foothills, and beyond. Drew, Derek, Rudy, Stepman Brad all in the building. Woo! We want to give a shout-out to you for rocking with us this evening. Also, shout-out to our friends over at Kyle Porter of Paradise Audio Services, providing PA systems, rentals, and audio engineering in Butte County since 1995. Services include concerts, parties, weddings, reunions, and meetings. Kyle also offers mobile digital live recording on location. Paradise Audio Services can be reached at 519-2202 or at paradiseaudioservices.com. All right. Cool. Thank you. Thank you to our friends over at Paradise Audio Services and our friends at the Wildflower Century Ride. Thank you again to our audience for listening to this very subdued and depressed show. You know, I don't care what we do from here. I'm over it. We can go to the news, whatever. It's just, it's a sad day. It's a sad, sad day.
It's dark.
It is. I'm lost, and so we're just going to go to the news. Is that good with everyone?
That works for me.
All right, let's do the news.
That's part of the show, dog.
In the tri-state area or the world.
Breaking news, breaking news. Derek Isamaki has breaking news.
That is right, y'all. Time for
the news.
So our first story of the day, we're going to head up north. Good old Washington State.
Ooh.
Where... to add insult to injury, get a little more salt on the wound right now. So, a thief broke into a community center in Tukwila and decided to have himself a day. Sold himself a couple of iPads, a couple of laptops.
Damn, what a dick.
Right? At a community center, too. At a community center.
People need that stuff.
those are vital to a lot of people's 100%. Prosperous and upbringing. Yeah. But at the same point in time, when he... What was that look for?
I don't know. No, he smiled at me. Okay, I smiled back. He actually winked at me. Oh, and I'm like, oh, what's up, dog?
Oh, all right. Wow.
Yeah, things Brad are getting weird away. Here today, guys.
Okay,
sorry.
Thank you. All right. So, again, community center. Stolen iPads, laptops. But the thief is a terrible person. We know that because you're stealing from a community center. Mm. You know, that's like going into a food bank or going into Goodwill and stealing from there. You know, it's just bad news.
You don't do that.
No, that's just stealing from a church, something like that.
Exactly.
You don't do it.
Instead of putting money in the basket, they
take it out.
Yeah.
Awful.
Yeah.
He does offer. He does give a little offering himself, though. He drops a deuce. My man is a phantom pooper. So, upon stealing, you know, to drop a deuce and does so in a trash can. Luckily, in a trash can. That's nice of him, you know?
At least
he's in a trash can, you know?
Nice could have been a lot worse. On the
like,
carpet.
On the ground. Yeah. Before somebody pick it up. Like, if you ever have to do that, terrible person.
Yeah.
Doubly bad. Mm-hmm. I don't know what makes you worse. Stealing from a community center or pooping in a community center.
On like carpet.
Yeah.
So it could seep in.
I'd say pooping.
Pooping's, that's permanent.
That's gnarly. Yeah.
You know, you can replace an iPad.
That stain's going to stay there.
Yeah.
And memories and smells yeah. are a lifetime.
Every time we walk by, you're always going to stare at it.
It is. That's.
Why are you staring at it?
I mean, it's a spot on the ground. I don't know. Continue, Sam.
I was going to say, it's going to be, brings back PTSD right there. You know, that's what causes it right there.
Poop stain terror?
Poop stains.
Yes.
Thank you. So, to you, Mr. Phantom Pooper, I hope they catch you.
Oh, he didn't get caught?
He has not been apprehended yet, but they think they might be able to figure it out.
Damn.
Maybe based on the DNA from the poop. I don't know if they're going to extract go that far. But
they should.
They should.
Yeah.
Because that guy needs to be behind bars. You know? And put in a diaper from here on out.
Yeah.
Like, I feel like that's what your punishment should be. Like, if you're someone who is, like, public pooping, you have to wear a diaper.
Adult diapers.
For here on out.
Yep.
If you're out in public, you're not wearing a diaper, fine. Jail. Straight to jail.
Oh, there he is. No diaper. We got him now. Let's go, boys.
Hey, man, lift it up. You got a diaper on? Let's see it. Let's see it.
Oh, that'd be awesome.
All right. Can't trust you with anything right now. All right. So, after our good old Washington escapades, we go international now. Into Berlin, where... They had a little problem in the Aqua Dome Aquarium. It's one of the largest freestanding cylindrical aquariums in the world. Now, this is centered in the center of the Radisson Collection Hotel. So, a pretty awesome piece. You go into a hotel, you see this massive,
that's pretty cool,
1,500 fish aquarium.
Damn, that's a lot of fish.
Unfortunately, this 1 million liters. Aquarium had a slight issue where it broke.
No. God damn.
1,500 fish gone, dead. Didn't survive.
The whole ecosystem done.
And I said 1 million liters washed
Holy
away.
Holy moly.
I mean, the type of thing like that is going to, you got to have a lot of support structures to keep it going.
Yeah.
And
damn.
Luckily for some hotel guests, they got some nice footage of that that thing going.
I'm going to have to check
haywire,
that out.
Breaking, and fishes all throughout the
poor fishies
flopping around.
It's not funny, Derek.
What they do with the
make
fish?
Some sushi right now. All right, let's go.
We need to eat tonight now while they're
everyone,
fresh.
We're eating sushi tonight. Who wants it?
What
Same
they
them.
Do with the fish?
Probably that's what you gotta do, right?
Or try. I mean, it depends how long they're.
I mean,
out.
Maybe
if you can try and save them, great. Granted,
I do think they
them.
Said they were able to save a couple of the
fish.
You
sure
probably could. Yeah, some of them could survive. Yeah. You can put them in, you know, find a toilet bowl somewhere nearby. You know, but I feel like with the rest of them, it's like, you know,
send them back.
He's got the grill.
Yeah, right. Flash fry.
Yeah, dude. A little charcoal.
I mean, you don't even need that. Apparently, just a little lime juice, a little sashimi right there, a little ceviche.
Hey, that sounds
now we're
good.
Now we're cooking.
Oh, I want some ceviche now.
So sorry to Radisson, your hotel, your centerpiece is gone.
That's wild.
That's tough. Tough loss right there. Tough day for a manager.
Expensive loss.
Tough day for everyone at that hotel.
Yeah.
Imagine you have to work that, and you're like, now you have to clean this up.
Yeah, I'm sure there's, you know, 5-6 people that take care of that. You know,
yeah,
24/7, 365.
There's probably some people that are crying. They lost.
Lost their jobs.
They're fish mamas and daddies.
Their friends, their brothers and daughters.
You can't replace those fishes, those memories.
Yeah.
You know? I wonder if each one of them, they knew, like, each one of those fishes?
I'm sure they had one or two.
Do you got names, yeah, each one of them?
If I'd be working with fishes all day, I'd name, you know, Harry, Steve.
Fred. Abigail.
Yeah.
Wow.
Mary Sue.
Yeah. So, if you're planning on going to the Razz Hotel and hoping to see this aquarium.
Don't go.
Yeah, yeah. If they're serving, serving fish, God, I can't talk today. Because serving fish, be...
It's a long weekend.
It's a long weekend, yes.
Be aware what the fishes are.
Still, aquarium. I always want one in my house. I want to get one of those. Dude, like a legit one? Yeah. That'd be dope.
The one at the store downtown. What's the name of the jewelry store?
Oh, Kirk's.
Kirk's, yeah.
Kirk's Jewelry Store has a really dope... Cool.
They have a little aquarium.
Yeah.
A little fish tank.
It's really nice, actually.
Cool. Salt water, fresh water? What are we talking about?
Salt water.
Salt water,
ooh,
even better.
Ooh, right? Fancy.
Yeah. Some sharks in there. Mm. I like it. Shark Fighting League. Start coming your way soon.
Hey, let's go. Yeah. Yeah. See, now we're talking.
Right?
Let's go.
Switch from cockfighting to shark fighting.
Hey, you know what? You gotta adapt when it gets cold outside. Exactly. Bring it inside. I don't know what works. I'm a terrible human being.
I mean, technically, they can still be outside.
You could, yeah. I don't even know why. Actually, I'm just making stuff up.
Cold,
go
cold
on.
For us to be outside. Okay. There you go.
Oh, that's what it is. Save you now.
Fantastic. All right, we need to get the show together. Every week, we reach out to our foreign correspondent to class up the show and cover the sports we don't pay enough attention to. So that's what we're going to do. Aaron, hello.
How's it going, guys?
Oh, it's been better.
We need this. We need you.
Yeah, we need you.
Please.
Yeah, we really needed you on today's episode. The energy in here is less than stellar. So,
Well, I'm going to have to say it's because you were bad-mouthing Philly cheesesteaks.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Aaron does love her Philly cheesesteaks.
You are 1,000% wrong. And anything that bad happens to you, I think you deserve. No offense.
None taken. And listen, Philly cheesesteaks were not the right thing for me to go at. Philadelphia as a whole, that city sucks. But the food, the cheesesteaks, solid. The city itself, poop city.
Absolutely.
All right. I know you wanted to talk a little bit about the PGA tournament this weekend and the Australian Open. So wherever you want to start, it's up to you. Floor is yours.
I vote we go with the Open first.
Let's do it.
So it was the Australian Open this weekend. No surprise here. Novak Djokovic won it all. It is officially his 22nd Grand Slam title, tying him for first. A very different year for him. If we don't remember what happened last year, he was deported because he did not get the vaccine.
So Australia's not doing that now.
No, apparently not. They're letting people in.
I love how that was a thing that happened.
It really was.
It was last year.
Post the borders.
You were banned from coming here. So yeah. Now we welcome you with open arms.
Yeah, whatever. Hey, come on, man. Yeah. We actually need you.
Yeah, yeah. You're pretty good at what you do.
Yeah. Come to Bondi Beach still, please.
Hey, it's not even mentioned. It's just like, yeah, whatever.
Hey, welcome back.
Hey, it was a weird time. What do you want?
Last year. Don't mention last year. Do not talk about last year.
I'm sure it was very sweet revenge for him.
Oh, yeah.
For sure.
Especially winning it.
Didn't a lot of people not come back to after that?
Yeah, I mean, I'm guessing since things have changed since then, maybe they changed the rules a little bit.
Gotcha.
But, you know, you deport one of the greatest tennis players of all time from your country. I don't know. I just don't know if history is going to reflect well on that. But that's just me. What do I know?
Right. Now, I think most of this room is with you there. That seemed short-sighted. But here we are.
Oh, yeah. He's, you know, just adding to his Grand Slams. Again, he's tied for 22nd, the most. He has won 28 matches. He's in an unbeaten streak of 28 matches. So he's getting older, but he's still on fire. It's really incredible. He did break down after he won it all, and I think it was just the emotional toll of everything. But we love to see him win it. I do love him, even though maybe he's not the brightest, but I appreciate the guy. On the women's side, it was Elena Rybinka versus Aryna Sabalenka. Very interesting. So Aryna Sabalenka wins it. She is from Belarus. And because of Belarus's role in the Ukraine-Russia war, when they etched her name onto the plaque or onto the trophy, they did not put Bella Russ on there. So they let her compete, but they said, you can't compete under your own flag. And so she does not get her country's name etched next to her name, which is kind of unfortunate.
Did you mean Belarus?
Yeah.
Okay. I was like, wait, is there another country I'm missing? I just want to make sure.
Sorry, I don't, you know, geography maybe.
You're all good.
But yeah, so it was a really cute moment. She got the trophy. They're interviewing her, and she didn't realize that her name had already been engraved on it. And she was just so surprised and so excited. It was just a really sweet moment. But again, just, I think, really unfortunate that they're not going to put her country's name next to hers.
It's like she's invading Russia herself, personally. Yeah. She's like showing me the beaches right now, like, let's get out! Yeah.
She's not the president of the country directing the military.
Yeah. Right. She probably moved away when she was a kid.
Right.
There's at least, been back since.
At least two layers of bacon between her and that right there, you know?
100%. It's ridiculous. All right. You got anything else for us on that topic?
That's all I got for tennis.
Staying on tennis, I don't know if you've seen the documentary on Netflix that just came out a couple weeks ago.
Oh, I don't think
Breakpoint.
Yeah, it's called Breakpoint. They follow about five or six tennis players, and I think it's a three-part series.
It's like F1 Driver for tennis. Right?
Yeah. So I checked out for all four episodes. It was actually pretty cool.
So, I love a documentary. We'll have to watch it.
Yeah, so
are you
check
a tennis
it out.
Fan now? Like,
yeah. I mean, I enjoy watching tennis. Right. I actually betted on against Rafael Nadal, live bet at +230 when he got hurt, and he actually finished the match. So I'm like, okay, let's go.
If they scored it properly, I would give it more of a hoop, but I can't take it seriously.
Okay.
15 love. What does that mean?
15-0.
Also,
right?
The fact that fans have to be quiet during the rally,
yeah,
like that bugs me right there. It's like you can't have any noise. It's the reason I don't like golf as well, like for that, like
I was about to say. Well, speaking of sports that you have to be quiet golf. In, let's move over to golf because I found out I hate Max Homa this weekend. tell us about this tournament at Torrey Pines this past weekend.
Yeah, well, there were a couple happening. One was actually in Dubai, and this is kind of where the Rory McIlroy, Patrick Reed drama stemmed from. And so that's kind of what I was want. I just thought it was really fun, dumb golf drama that happened. It started for some really dumb reason. Some newspaper literally was just like, oh, I can't believe that this happened. Patrick Reed basically assaulted Rory McIlroy. And then you go back and you look at the tape and he kind of just tosses a tee in his direction. Yeah. Well,
oh, really?
Yeah, it was blown up for no reason at all.
I mean, just like a crazy amount of attention.
Yeah.
I mean, it is like childish stuff they're doing on there, and which is fun to cover these grown men acting this way. But it's on just for the kind of the level of both these. Patrick Reed, everyone hates. Everyone loves Rory.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's like an easy
target.
Yeah.
For
good versus evil right there, you know?
I missed that entirely because I was watching Max Homa as the camera was doing 360s around him. I was getting so annoyed. I don't know what golf was going for at that tournament. But, yeah, I missed that story entirely. Now I got to go back and look it up because that sounds funny.
I'm pretty sure I'm working on Tuesday, Wednesday, pretty early in the week, right?
Very, very early. Again, it's really strange how it all started. And then Rory is claiming he was ignoring Patrick because Patrick served him a subpoena on Christmas Eve. Patrick denies that what's happened. But
what? Damn.
Patrick is a known liar, and Patrick most definitely could be suing him because that is sort of his MO.
Ooh.
He is a very litigious man, isn't he?
Very, very.
No one likes that guy, by the way.
Nobody does. Absolutely zero people.
No, his own parents Patrick hate him, too, right? Pretty sure he doesn't have a relationship with his parents.
I thought you'd be in a joke right now.
No, I'm dead being serious right now. No,
100%. Parents don't even love you, man. You're a dumb man.
I'm pretty sure. I'm 90% sure that's him.
Okay. Yeah.
That's pretty wild.
Yeah,
His wife loves him, though, so that's the important stuff.
Yeah.
She loves his money.
Money.
Yeah.
That's true, yeah.
Aaron, do you want to hang out for a question real quick?
Yeah, absolutely.
All right. This one comes in. I don't think the guy left his name, but the title was Gym Etiquette. What's up, fellas? And Aaron, I was curious what you all thought about a recent feud I got involved in at my gym. My God, it's going to be a long one. At the start of the year, every year, there is an influx of new gym goers at most gyms across this great nation, and mine is no different. As much as I respect all the new folks trying to work hard to become a better version of themselves, I have noticed a disturbing trend of folks trying to be influencers at my gym. I've noticed a whole lot of people now filming their workouts to post on social media, and it is really bugging the hell out of me. I do not want to be in the background of someone's video while I'm just trying to get my simple workout in. The other day, this girl was setting up a tripod for several minutes while she was using the squat rack. Now, the squat rack at my gym is always busy, so I was annoyed that she was taking extra time to set up this tripod in one of the busiest areas of the gym. I'm not kidding. There is always people at the squat racks or a wait for the squat rack. When she finally set up, I politely asked her... When she finally set up her tripod, I could see I was in the background of the shot, and I politely asked her if she wouldn't mind changing the angle of the camera, as I'd preferred not to be in the shot. She got all worked up about it and told me that I should move if I have a problem with it, because she's using the squat rack.
Ooh.
I then asked her, "Do you even get paid to make these videos?" She said no, and I asked, "Then why the F are you invading everyone's privacy for no financial gain?"
Love this guy right now.
Let's go, baby.
I'm 100% on this guy's side so far. After a brief back and forth, I decided to just move on to another part of the gym. Since this original incident now, however, whenever I see the girl, she seemingly intentionally goes out of her way to come to my area and start filming.
Damn.
I finally snapped the other day and told her to knock it off. Several other people that were working out nearby all stared as this confrontation went down. I've noticed since that day, however, some of those folks that witnessed are giving me dirty looks whenever I go to the gym. My question for y'all is, did I step out of line here? What should I do in the future? I didn't want to go off on this girl, but obviously she was trying to get under my skin and it worked. Now I feel everyone at the gym who witnessed me giving this girl a hard time thinks I'm some sort of D-bag. I just feel people should have some expectation of privacy at the gym and shouldn't be concerned about ending up in some wannabe influencer's video. Was I out of line, and how should I handle this moving forward? Aaron, do you have anything for a friend here?
Yeah, be as obnoxious as you can in her videos, so she cannot use them. You know, I don't know if you can moon the camera, but, like, you're a dude. You love to do that stuff, I'm sure. You know, find way, make farting noises, talk really loudly, walk in front of her camera. I mean, just mess up her shot. You know, be real passive-aggressive. I love it when people are passive aggressive.
I gotta say, if you can find a way to play Disney music in the background, it will be taken down immediately.
Idea. That's a great call. Yeah, great.
Yeah,
that's a good call.
Because if you copyrights and Disney loves,
but that's only if she's
down.
Doing live. Because if she's just filming over it and just putting music over it anyway,
yeah,
then that's not gonna work. So, but I do like the general idea of the passive aggressiveness. I don't know what kind of guy our friend is here, but I would start humping the ground. I would be
the most awkward person.
Yeah, I would start doing really ridiculous stuff in the background, staring dead into the camera, and make her uncomfortable.
Yeah, absolutely.
I would say I'm kind of with that, but I feel like that would probably hype up her videos more. Like, she'd probably get more clout for that because, like, oh, I had this crazy guy acting in the background of my videos. Watch me do my squats.
Probably, then, you know, fans of that guy.
Then get your own account and then start being like, I'm that guy, and then they'll follow you.
That's the Jew I like.
I'm thinking of financial gains right now.
Yeah, I get the gains. Yeah.
I like the idea of just starting to do a dance in the background every time. Yeah.
That would be something nice, right?
Just like hit the Running Man or the Cabbage Patch, an old school running dance, because they can't stop you from doing that in the gym.
Mm-mm.
You know. And here's another thing. I think these cameras have gone way too far. I'm totally with our guy.
Yeah.
I don't think everyone needs to be filming their workout in the gym, and especially, I do think there's a certain level of privacy that you should expect.
Especially at the gym.
At the gym.
Yeah.
I feel this guy. I hate when I see people out with their phones. I don't want to be in the background of your video.
And we pay to be here, so mm-hmm. there should be a certain level of certain expectation of privacy. This is not a public space, right?
You don't own that gym. Yeah. You don't own that gym. Like, it's my gym just as much as your gym. Ergo, it's not your gym anymore. It's our gym. Like, we are both, your right to be there and does not supersede my right to be there.
Right.
And that's something that I think gyms need to crack down on more. Like,
agreed.
You mm-hmm. shouldn't, you can't film in here right now. If you want to, go build your own gym and film yourself there all you want.
Yeah.
That's your spot. Yeah. Do whatever you want right now. Go to one of those private gyms where they're specifically designed for those influence style a-holes and do that right there.
Yeah.
But if you go to a public, a private gym that's just like your basic run of the mill sports club, whatever, anyone in this place there, you shouldn't be able to do that there.
100%
agree. You should not be able to film in those establishments whatsoever. And I think gyms, you need to step your game up and not allow people to do that because that is ridiculous. And stop trying to be that clout chasing douche.
You know? Another idea is maybe as she starts filming, you start filming her.
I was just going to say that. Start narrating what she's doing. Look at this wannabe. Look who she thinks she is. See how she likes it.
I'm all about this passive aggressiveness.
I like that one. Actually, that's a good move there.
No, Aaron, that's a great idea. Just go over the top. Be passive aggressive right back and just let her know, like, okay, you want to do this? Let's play this game.
Play that game.
Yeah.
Like, we're all trying to get better here at the gym right now. Stop trying to put on this added pressure of everyone else around you. You know,
He asked her, do you get paid to do this? No, so you're just going to make other people uncomfortable for no financial gain. I like our guy here. And so please, write us back. Let us know which route you decide. But I think we're all for the pettiness and the passive aggressiveness. And if you got it in you, please let us know. And please send us a video if you don't mind. A
video would be clutch.
Yeah. All right, Aaron, excellent as always. We'll catch up with you next week.
Talk to you later, guys.
Later.
Have a good one.
All right, I left you no time again. I'm sorry about that.
I got this.
I was so hurt about the Niners losing that it's just been, tough. Let's
give me 2 minutes and I got this.
2 minutes.
He's got stats, and his name is Brad. It's time for Statman Brad's North.
I'm going to get you some time for your bets.
Take your time, Doc.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Fast-paced men's basketball still not doing well. They're 9-10 with only one game win streak. They beat Cal State Dominguez Hills on the second part of the road series. They lost to Cal State East Bay 69-78. They'll be playing at home against Sonoma State and Cal Poly Humboldt. Same with the women. Speaking of the women, they are on an absolute tear. I tell you, a tear. 5-game win streak, 14-6 overall, 10-4 in conference. Big win against the number 4 team in the country, California State Dominguez Hills, off of a buzzer-beating 3-pointer, 73-72 victory. They also beat Cal State East Bay, 66-64. Going into baseball, they're going to be playing in Houston for the Houston Winter Invitational. To be playing against Arkansas Tech, Flagler College, and North Greenville College, all in Houston. It'll be February 3rd, 4th, and 5th. You can listen to that on 1290 KPAY Radio if you want to catch up on all the baseball coming up. Going into prep basketball, Chico High coming back with a nice little victory against Shasta, 54-50. They'll be playing up against Enterprise this Tuesday. Going to the girls basketball team, they played a makeup game against Red Bluff, and then the next game against Red Bluff, it was a blowout, 86-37 and 77-43. They'll be playing against Foothill Tuesday at 7:30 away. Going to Chico High basketball, they had a game against Yuba City. They won 72-47, and they played a league game against Shasta, 51-43. They'll be playing against Enterprise away. Now going to Pleasant Valley, they had a pretty good game. They actually beat Red Bluff 71-22. It was expected. 71-22. Red Bluff, not that great. PV is going to be playing up against Foothill tomorrow at home. And that is your North State update.
Oh, 202.
I stumbled and I stumbled. No, Rudy,
that was actually my fault. Because I asked that question. So no, you should have been under. That was like 5 seconds right there.
Yeah, okay.
So, yeah.
It was good.
I tried. Impressive.
All right. Let's move on to Rudy's picks. Here we go.
just occurred to me what the student body has been chanting for the last 2 or 3 minutes. It's the name Rooney.
I'm gambling again.
So, transitioning to football. So I'm going to be starting placing my bets on the page since it's I do bet every day, but basketball, soccer is pretty much every day.
Yeah, we need you to post. So get more
long story short, I got Barcelona on the road against Betis at -160. And then I got Man U in the League Cup against Nottingham Forest at -235. And we're going to tag that up with Chelsea at home against Fulham. So it's going to be three-team parlay that pays +230 or 240. So a little three-team steamer. And then on the show next Monday, I'm going to do a little Super Bowl prop bets for you guys. So
All right.
Talking about national anthem, coin toss, everything, baby. Let's go.
Tails never fails.
Never fails.
Did you want to knock out a grinds my gears, sir? You don't have to. I mean,
let's see if I got anything that's...
I got one for you.
Okay, perfect.
Let the man go.
All right.
You know what really grinds my gears?
When someone tells you that they're from the Bay, and they don't tell you exactly where from the Bay, or from SoCal, exactly not from SoCal, that just pisses me off, dude. I don't know why. They're so big. You know,
and they say you wouldn't even know.
Yeah, it's like test me.
Yeah,
please.
Try me.
Yeah, so yeah.
I think you could say I'm from the Bay Area, San Mateo to be specific.
Well, yeah, that's a city.
I'm from L.A. area, Granada Hills to be specific.
Yeah.
You know,
totally fine.
It's simple. It's easy.
But I also understand just saying SoCal because what if you're not familiar?
Exactly.
You got one.